Reverend Dr. Ohuneba Inyani Bodum is the pastor of the English Chapel of Jesus Generation Ministries, Center of Victory, a thriving congregation in the heart of Accra, Ghana. He serves faithfully under the leadership of Apostle Inyani Bodum, the General Overseer of Jesus Generation Ministries worldwide. Dr. Inyani Bodum's teachings are simple, practical, inspired by God, and characterized by many testimonies. He holds an annual healing and miracle service, which has witnessed many miracles of healings, signs, and wonders. Testimonies of this are published in his healing magazine titled Healing Springs. Believe God's word, which you are about to hear, receive it, and be blessed. Now, listen to Reverend Dr.
We give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Spirit divine, we ask for your grace. Have the Holy Ghost, I pray, for your strength to break every chain and set us free in Jesus' name. Amen. Put those hands together and be seated. Glory to God. Amen. Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Shout a big believing amen.
Amen.
It's good to see you in church. Hallelujah. You love the Lord? Put your hands together. Glory to Jesus. Amen. I want to exhort you briefly on the anointing of peculiarity. Say, I am peculiar. And I'm going to be focusing on breaking spiritual patterns. Say, pattern. A pattern is anything that repeats itself. You see, it recurs. It's common in the family. And even though a pattern may not be a curse, there are things that families begin to grapple with. And for some time, a particular pattern can repeat itself for over 20 years in a whole family. Maybe 30 years, maybe a whole generation. I think we are fine. And I just want the Lord to open your eyes as I begin to teach. As I begin to teach, for you to pick up any pattern that is in your family. Say, breaking spiritual patterns. Now, there are patterns. There are some families, with all due respect, people never graduate from a university. It happens to one person, that's all right. It's sporadic. It happens to another person, fine. It could be coincidence. But one whole generation, your father's generation, his father's generation, your generation, three generations pass and nobody's able to enter university. There has to be a problem. Shout, I hear you. There are patterns. There are some families, you realize that nobody gets married. And those that end up marrying have difficulties in the marriage. Sometimes with childbearing, sometimes with staying married. And it happens to one person, there's no problem. It happens to two, it's so unfortunate. Happens to another man. It happens to another man. And we are like, oh, what's going on? There are some patterns. And I want you to begin to look. Have an anatomy of your own home. There are patterns. People begin to rise, people begin to rise, people begin to rise, and they die. There are families that people die around 30. And it's not once, it's not twice. In fact, I remember when our General Vasia in those days was doing a lot of deliverance, there were people that used to come around, and I remember one particular story. The family, they get to about 30-something and they die. There are families that in a particular month, one testimony I remember was August. In the month of August, every year somebody dies in the family. And it becomes a pattern. And the moment you realize that, you need to do something about it. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse number 43. The first scripture I gave you. 1 Kings 22, verse number 43. Say, I am peculiar. Say, I am peculiar. 1 Kings 22, verse number 43.
And he walked in all the ways of Asa, his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord.
That's great. So that's what I want. He said, and he walked in all the ways of his father. And he walked in all the ways of his father. The second reading is from 2 Kings 21, 21. Gifted. And he walked in all the ways of his father. See, I pray today's message is a deliverance message. Amen. And at the end of it, I'm going to anoint everybody with the anointing of peculiarity. And God will cause you to stand out. See, we cannot turn a blind eye to these clear messages in the word of the Lord. He says, the young man did not have a life of his own. The young man, what he saw is what he became. May you not become what you have seen. He walked in all the ways of his father. If his father did not do right, that boy was going to do the same thing. But thanks be to God that for this king, his father did right. But 2 Kings 21, 21 tells us the sad story of another king.
2 Kings 21, 21. So he walked in all the ways that his father had walked. And he served the idols that his father had served and worshipped them.
Look at that. This is another king. But unfortunately for him, the picture he had before him was his father serving idols. Was his father being so engaged with satanic worship. And so when he grew up and became a king also, he did the same things his father did. He walked in every step his father took was the same step he took. Everything his father did was the same thing he did. He worshipped idols. There's a pattern in the family. They kept worshipping idols. Hallelujah. They kept worshipping idols. I don't know the pattern in your family. I don't know the thing that keeps repeating itself in your family. But if you stand in the gap and begin to engage God, I'm sure the anointing of peculiarity will single you out of it and change you. And when you are changed, then you can carry that power and deliver the rest. Glory to Jesus. I'll tell you one family. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. There could be patterns in your home. Some homes, you can have a girl. If you have a girl, you go through surgery. Yeah. Some homes, you can have a boy. If you have a boy, you may die. One family that I'm going to talk about today is our own brother and father, Abraham. The patterns in the family line of Abraham, they were so severe. Genesis chapter number 15.
Genesis 15, verse 1 to 3. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. But Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?
Abraham, the friend of God, had a problem. He said he was growing, and for 25 good years, he couldn't have a child. 25 years. And he was complaining. I'm going to show you something very, very serious in the Bible. 25 years. You know what happened to Abraham? Everybody knows the story. I want to finish it, cast it short, and we are going to pray. Some things should break. You see, don't live your life according to the pattern you find yourself in. When he could not have a child with Sarah, Sarah became emotional. You don't fight patterns, spiritual patterns, with emotions. You do not fight spiritual patterns with emotions. So in Genesis chapter number 16, Sarah offers to give her maidservant to Abraham. That was emotional. That was to cover up her embarrassment. But yes, it was the tradition in those days. Fine, but not all of them did it. I'm going to show it to you. So when he gave Hagar, Hagar conceived and had a child. The child's name was Ishmael. Then a problem erupted in the house of Abraham. The young girl started to disrespect the mistress. And family crisis, marital issues started. Now, this is another pattern that continued in the bloodline of Abraham. The first pattern was childlessness. 25 years. Then the second pattern is the man will go into the maid servant. I tell you, even though it was a tradition, it was not all people that did it. But for Abraham's bloodline, they always did it, except one person. The third pattern we see is marital problems. Abraham and Sarah started having issues because of this. So Genesis 16 verse number 4 to 6, the Bible says that Hagar despised Sarah, and Sarah became emotional again. And Sarah said, I'm giving you the child, I'm giving you this girl, you've had everything you want to do with this girl, and now she's had a baby, thank you. And now you are disrespecting me. Hey, Abraham. And Abraham said, was it not you that gave me this idea? It was a wonderful idea. I never thought of it. Because I wanted to be faithful to you. But he said, you see, the way things are going now, let's take this step. You see, you cannot, and I repeat myself, you cannot fight spiritual patterns with emotions. You cannot. That was the third pattern, marital problems. Fourth pattern, migration. Every time Abraham was migrating, Genesis 12, God said, leave your father's house. He left. Genesis chapter number, I think, I have a scripture for his migration. Genesis 20, I had it in mind, I thought I was wrong. Genesis 20, he left. Genesis 20 verse number 1. And Abraham journeyed from there to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur. When Abraham went on this journey, he nearly lost a wife. They went to one king and Abraham lied. I'm preaching about patterns. I'm going to start doing charismatic soon. Shouted and throwing my legs all over. But I want you to get it. When he went there, they met a king. The wife was so beautiful that he said that, I will have to tell them you are my sister. Wifey, you are my sister. So that I will not die because of you. What did the Bible say in the New Testament about husbands loving their wives? Is it as Christ loved the church, so as to die for her? Abraham didn't want to. Now, this is fourth pattern. Migration. Fifth pattern is near loss of wife. One, childlessness. Two, going into maid servants. Three, marital issues. Four, migration. Five, near loss of wife. The king took the woman and nearly slept with her till God intervened. Okay. The same pattern repeated itself in the life of Isaac. Same pattern. Same pattern. Now, when Isaac was born, Ishmael was about 13 years already. Isaac was born. Now the covenant was with Isaac, not Ishmael. And the sad thing, and it's the same thing happening to most of us, that you who is the covenant child, you are the one that inherits the pattern. When Ishmael was having children, marrying, Isaac was still battling with the pattern he inherited from his father. Isaac got married. When Isaac got married, the wife didn't know what she was getting herself into. Rebecca, Genesis chapter 24. Rebecca got into the house of Isaac with a lot of blessing. Genesis 24, 59 to 61. I'm going to read it. Rebecca's family were not having such patterns in their home. In fact, when Rebecca was being sent into her marital home, she went with maid servants. She went with nurses who were ready to nurse her and help her nurse her children. She went with a lot of money. But little did Rebecca know that she was stepping into a home that had spiritual crisis. And she was joining herself to a man who was battling spiritual patterns. Why does the chosen suffer? Why didn't Esau go through this? Why didn't Ishmael go through this? I'm going to preach to you today. When Rebecca was going, Genesis 24, 59, Bible says what? So they sent away Rebecca and their sister and her nurse and Abraham's servants and his men. Now look at the blessing that the family of Rebecca pronounced on her. They were not a family that were suffering or having such spiritual patterns. No. Otherwise, they would not pronounce these blessings. Childbirth was a blessing in Rebecca's home. They knew it. They were accustomed to it. They didn't have struggles with it. I struggled for 5 years and a half. Rebecca had no knowledge of that. So when she was coming, they said, and they blessed Rebecca and said to her, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands and ten thousands. And may your descendants possess the gates of them or those that hate them. This is not the blessing that comes from a family who is battling spiritual patterns of childlessness. No. This is a family accustomed. Look at that. May you become the mother of thousands and of ten thousands. But what happened? Becky entered into the right home at the wrong time. When she met Isaac, Isaac had inherited every blessing of his father plus the patterns in their home. And so the Bible says in Genesis chapter 25, verse number 19. You see? But my verse number 19, but once you stay at 19 and once you go back to 12. My question is that Abraham had two children, two sons to start with. So why didn't the outcast boy rather suffer the pattern of the family when the Bible was detailing the family profile of Esau? There was no mention that he struggled. Start from 12, verse 12. Read.
Now these are the generation of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nabajoth, and Kedar, and Abdil, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa.
Now Bible is mentioning the tree of Ishmael. But did you hear any problem that his father had there? No. But look at the covenant child. Verse number 19.
Verse number 19. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, mm-hmm. the sister of Laban, the mm-hmm. Syrian. Mm-hmm. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived.
Go to 26 and let us know that that prayer was not answered in one day.
26. Afterwards, his brother came out and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. This is the genealogy of Isaac, uh-huh. Abraham's son. Uh-huh. Abraham begot Isaac. Mm. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as
wife. Isaac was how many years old? 40 years old when he married Becky. Becky was coming from a home that they had blessings that she was going to become a mother of thousands, of 10,000s. But this home she entered, the Ogboro, there was no one greater than Abraham in his home. Who had fought this spiritual pattern for 25 good years. 75 to 100 before he had a breakthrough. 25 good years. In fact, it was the main reason why God said to him in Genesis 12, leave your father's house. Leave the idolatry, my brother. Because if you don't leave, you will struggle. When he left to Pope, he said, leave your father's house into a land that I will show you. And I will be a blessing unto you, make you a blessing unto many nations. And then I will curse whosoever curses you and bless whosoever blesses you. But it took him 25 years. And Isaac was unfortunate. Why not Esau? When they mentioned Esau, they said, and these are his children, Epa. When they got to the covenant child, the one that will represent the integrity of the home, they said, and he was 40 years old. Why are they telling us his age when he got married? And he was 60 years when Becky had twins. Rebecca was broken. Rebecca was sorrowful. Rebecca did not know what to do. You see, Rebecca's maid servants and nurses that came with her, they started wondering, maybe we should have stayed back home. Year one, year two, 5 years time, you're thinking, what do we do? 10 years, you're thinking, what do we do? 15 years, you're thinking. But herein lies the peculiarity of Rebecca's approach, better and greater than Sarah's approach. Rebecca did not suggest to the husband Isaac that take one of the maid servants that came with me, or take one of the nurses that came with me, like Sarah did. Don't approach spiritual parties with emotions. Sarah could not handle the embarrassment, and she said, take my maid servant, and it destroyed her marriage. It took God to intervene. But why didn't Rebecca suggest? No. The difference between Rebecca and Sarah was that Rebecca was a woman of prayer. Verse number 21 to 22, he spoke about Isaac praying for the wife because he was barren. The wife was not barren. He had a problem. Isaac, was suffering from a problem. Now, if the problem in Abraham's house was medical, genetic, then we are going to believe that it was on the X chromosome, the biology people. I beg your pardon, the Y chromosome is that for male, right? So if you are an XX, you are a female. If you are XY, you are a male. So for anybody to have a male, it means that the father Y chromosome came from the father. So if there's any problem with the father, it is the Y chromosome that made Isaac. But I want to tell you that it is that same Y chromosome that made Ishmael. It's the same Y. It was not another father. Because it was a male, then they have to share the same. You see, I'm losing my hair. And when I see Chief and I laugh at him, I say, my brother, the thing that is making me lose hair is the same thing that you have. So you lose hair. Shout hallelujah. You know, if it is a woman, then we are saying you have two X's. So maybe the X from mama here, but the thing that made me a male is the Y from the father. And that is the same thing that made Ishmael. So why is Ishmael not having the problem? My brother is going, it will go. You see? But Rebecca knew how to pray. Because the verse number 22 said, when she conceived and there were issues in her tummy, she didn't go asking anybody. She went to God and prayed. It wasn't the first time she prayed. It was a habit. She knew how to go to God in prayer. Did you ever read about Sarah in her trials that Sarah prayed? No. Sarah laughed. Sarah only laughed. When Rebecca prayed, Sarah laughed. When Rebecca contained it, Sarah gave suggestions. When Rebecca held the embarrassment, Sarah was emotional. Rebecca was better than Sarah. Ooh. It's not blasphemy. She was. But for God's timely intervention, do you know how many years it took them also? 20 years. It took Abraham and Sarah 25. It was God that removed 5 for grace and gave them that child. But what is happening in the life of Isaac too? Genesis 26. Yes, and there was famine in the land. Not as in the days of Abraham. The same thing that happened in his father's days happened in his days. Now, when they were talking about what he was going through, they had to tell us that it was not the one his father went through. This is his. He's also suffering the same pattern that his father suffered. Then he decided that he will also migrate. So he took his things and said, I'm migrating. And God said, don't migrate. Then he went to stay at Gerar. And that place too, he nearly lost the wife. The king took the wife. Same thing. But later the king spotted the two of them in the garden. He said, you were a liar. And do you know what Isaac said? The same thing his father said. But Isaac was not there when his father said that thing. He was not born. He was not born when Abraham said to the king, that my brother, you know, I'm afraid that you are going to take my wife and then kill me. Isaac, the same. I think it's the verse number 6 there about. The same. When they confronted him, he said, I was afraid that you would kill me because of her. There is something running. Isaac suffered the same thing. But for the timely intervention of a woman who could pray, he would have also had marital problems. The only thing he did not suffer was marital problems because the wife was not emotional. Turn to your neighbor, tell the person, don't be emotional. We will break spiritual patterns by the anointing. But Isaac had everything, childlessness, migration issues, near loss of wife. Isaac had it. Then Isaac also had 2 sons, just like his father had. Ishmael and Isaac. Isaac had Esau and Jacob. Then the one that was loved, the one that carried the covenant. When I was about to laugh. After everything that he did, when Esau was marrying multiple women, not the first wife, after Esau had married wife number 1, added another wife number 2, added another wife number 3, I tell you, Jacob, Jacob was sleeping on stones, breaking family patterns. Genesis 25. Sorry, Genesis 28. When Esau married multiple wives, Isaac, Isaac was sleeping on stone. When the guy was having children, Isaac was still walking in the wilderness. Jacob. And finally, when Jacob arrived at the house of Laban and thought that I have landed. Hey! Esau, a demon in Cain, Esau has gone. But finally, I have found a wife. Genesis 29. Oh, read the stone for them to see. He was sleeping on a stone. Genesis 28, verse number 10. No, read verse 6 to 11.
Genesis 28, verse 6 to 11. Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take himself a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, "You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan," and that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother, and had gone to Padan Aram. Also, Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Isaac. So Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Naboth, to his wife in addition to the wives he had.
Yes, read that last one again. In addition.
In addition to the wives he had.
I'm sure he had about 4 or 5 wives by that time. But where was brother Jacob?
Verse 10. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Aram. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it on his head. And he lay down in the place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold,
he was dreaming, seeing angels. When people are taking 4 or 5 wives and having children. But herein is the good news, that in the midst of all that, the presence of God was with Jacob more than it was with Esau. Sometimes it may feel that your friends have gone ahead of you. Sometimes you may feel that for you things are not working out. Sometimes you may feel that what's happening to me, people have married 3 and they have taken other wives, and you are sleeping on stone, and you are shabbying and dealing with family patterns when people are adding unto themselves wives and children. But I have an assurance for you. We never saw the presence of God with Esau. Neither did we see the same presence with Ishmael. But we saw the presence with those who were struggling and going through the hardships. And I came here to encourage a brother or a sister that it may look as if things have been left behind for you. Oh, how would Jacob feel when he heard that Esau had married wife number 1 and had triplets, and Esau had taken a second wife and had quadruplets, and Esau had taken a third wife? He said, "Esau, Jebinamin will be I. Esau, why are you doing this?" Where was he? He didn't even have a girlfriend. He was wandering in the wilderness, sleeping on a stone. Genesis chapter 29, verse number 18. When he entered into the house of Laban and he saw Rachel, the first time he saw Rachel, I think that'll be around the verse number 6. He kissed the lady. Then 18 says that he loved Rachel and said to the man, "I got to marry this one." Now see a pattern begin. Then he was strict and giving Leah. And he fought, and after 7 days they gave Rachel to him. Now, when they gave Rachel to him, just like Hagar and Sarah, the one he loved and married, started exhibiting the traits of his great grandfather. Rachel could not have a child. Rather, the one they gave, like Hagar, started Paul, Simeon, Levi, Paul, number 4, Judah, Paul. Then Rachel became emotional, like Sarah. Oh, Rachel. Rachel came from another home. But the pattern she entered into, marrying Jacob, she did not know that she was marrying spiritual patterns that had battled the family for 2 generations. Abraham, if Abraham could not break it, took 25 years for Abraham, 20 years for Isaac. Then he got to Jacob. Just like Ishmael and Isaac, Esau was having about 30 children. Jacob was taking care of sheep and battling patterns. I'm preaching to somebody. And the Bible says,
It Leah, like Hagar, gave birth to four. And do you know what Rachel did? Same thing that Sarah did. But what Rebecca never did. And I don't know why Rachel took after the great grandmother-in-law and not after the mother-in-law she saw. But what? She did not see. You know what? She went to Jacob and said, "This is my maid servant. Take care." And Jacob was just walking in the shadow of his father. The scripture we read. His great-grandfather. Yeah. The scripture we read. He said that. And that king, he walked in all the ways of his father. He took first maidservant, had a child. Now Leah, who used to have children, also the Bible says all of a sudden the thing affected her too. May you not be affected by spiritual patterns. Today we pray. There is something, you have to find it. It can destroy you. Leah also stopped having children. Then you know what she also did? Emotions. He said, take my maid servant. So Jacob was just there. Maid servant number one. Maid servant number two. But the women that he married were now struggling. Be korama shake. Maid servants had four children in total. And Rachel still had no child. And Leah still had no child. Whoa. And then problems erupted between Rachel and Leah. Marital problems. Same thing that happened in his great grandfather's life. Till God had mercy. Glory to Jesus. Patterns are real. Patterns exist. And they have to be broken. I will talk about curses briefly. Curses are real. Curses exist. In fact, God himself cursed the earth. And when he cursed the earth which was very productive became very destructive or unproductive. Then in Genesis chapter 8 verse number 21, the Bible says, God said that I regret for cursing the earth. I will not curse the earth anymore. So God even believes in curses. So believe in it. Say, I believe. Good. But don't be afraid. I'm teaching. In Psalm 62 verse number 4, there are people that curse. Look, you cannot walk in ignorance. There are people that curse people. Psalm 62, verse number 4.
They only consult to cast him down from his excellency.
He said they only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. There are people whose desire is to bring you down from your high position. There are people whose desire is to bring you down from where God has exalted you. They see you and they, oh, God bless you for that breakthrough. But inwardly, they are cursing you. God believes in people that curse. If it were not so, in Genesis 12 verse 3, God will not run to the aid of Abraham and said that anyone that curses you, I will also curse the person. So we cannot disregard the fact that there are people, like Psalm 62 said, whose delight is to bring you down from your high position. There are people whose delight is to destroy what God has given to you. Yesterday, I called a friend on my way home, and I was just making a joke. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God came upon me and opened my eyes, and I started praying. When she got married, there was somebody who was not happy about the marriage. Believe it, it's true. We've been watching one of these preachers on TV, and they realized that anytime he's in Africa, the problems he deals with are like, there is a witch, there is this person, there is this person. But when that same man of God went to Mexico to do a conference, and he was doing his prophetic thing, we never heard anything about this person is trying to bring you down. No, it was just sickness, disease, this thing, this time. So there is something here. There is something in the melanin. It is the thing that gives us our color. There is something there. Because I say, man, when he went outside, We watch the whole service. Not one person. That your family. But when the same man is in Africa, your family, there's this thing. What is this? It is because of poverty. You see, poverty was so chronic. The poverty was so severe that it turned into jealousy and witchcraft. Yeah. I've said this several times. Where poverty is so predominant, witchcraft and jealousy become the natural adaptation of people. Hey, where poverty is so severe, the natural thing that people resolve to do is they become jealous and they engage in witchcraft. Why are people trying to consult to cast you down from a high position? They are not thinking, no. They are consulting. How do we bring Ben down? How do we bring Della down? How do we bring Clement down? How do we bring this person down? Why are they consulting to bring you down? Why are they smiling and blessing you? Which people bless? I came here to tell you something. There is something in church also. As there is something with us. Glory to God. He says they bless you with their mouth. Which people bless you? Unbelievers don't know blessing. Ooh. Which people bless? Church people bless. People superior than you bless. People who know about blessings and curses, they are the people that bless. But when he's blessing you, Brother Koya, thank God for that breakthrough you had. Then inwardly in his heart, I bring him down. No. I will tell you, there are two groups of people. One group are those who the curse has overcome them. They succumb to the curse. The other group are those who are surviving the curse. But there is a better group. They are those who have come out of the curse. Genesis chapter number 49, verse number 1 to 4. The Bible says that Reuben made a mistake. Reuben climbed his father's bed. Reuben did something terrible. And Jacob, who was his father? Who was Reuben's father? Jacob the cheat. Give me strings now. And give me the anointing oil. Jacob the cheat. Jacob the one that stole his brother's inheritance. Jacob the one that tricked his father. If there was anybody who should have known that man is not perfect, it should have been Jacob. The Bible says in Proverbs, it says, as a flying sparrow wanders round about and about, or a swallow wanders round about, does not alight, so does a curse without a cause also will behave. So it means that if there is a cause, then it will alight. So when Reuben committed that sin and that mistake, he became naked and vulnerable. He was in a position where a man's words could affect him. Oh, they do. Otherwise, God will not tell Abraham that if somebody curses you, I will curse him back. For a curse to work, it means that you became vulnerable. You understand? Because the Bible says, as a flying bird walks around and does not find a place or a nest, so will a curse without a cause. It means that if there is a cause, that bird will alight. Any cause. I'm not a Nigerian, so I'm talking about a cause and a curse. Shout hallelujah. Any cause that has a curse. Any curse that has a cause. Proverbs 26 verse 2. Any curse that is coming to pass because of a certain thing that happened. Today we pray the anointing of peculiarity. Like a fleeting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without a cause shall not alight. It means if there is a cause, it will alight. So when Reuben sinned, the father who was experienced in wrongdoing became powerful. and could not forgive his son. In anger, Genesis 13, 49, I gave you the scripture. In anger, he looked to the boy and said, pronounce curses upon him. It was so unfortunate because Jacob did not know that he was not only cursing that boy Reuben, but he was cursing everything in him, every child he will come out of him, every person and nation that will come out of him. Jacob used his mouth to destroy it. Oh, you did something. Your mother, your father, somebody who could bless, pronounce a curse on you. Do you know, before he pronounced a curse, he told Reuben his real destiny. He said, you are a man of excellence. You are a man of power. You are a man of dignity. You are a man who will always be first. But because of you, your mistake, you will become unstable as water. You will lose all those things that you were born to be. And he pronounced a difficult curse on him. 100 years later, when Jacob had died and Reuben had died, Reuben's descendants were still bearing the pain and the suffering of that curse. 200 years later, 300 years later, the tribe of Reuben became so small. 400 years later, till an anointed man came on the scene called Moses. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse number 1, the Bible says this is the blessing that Moses blessed the tribes or the children of Israel. Verse number 6, he said, and Moses reversed the curse of Jacob. Moses said, let Reuben live. Glory to God. Let Reuben live. Let him not die. Let his men not be few. Moses saw that there was something wrong with that tribe. When all other tribes were breaking through, he was battling spiritual patterns, battling it. Why are they? They are the first. They had a double portion. But why were they reducing? I want you to examine your family. There's a pattern. Yesterday I was saying, God, rebuke. You see, that some of the patterns and curses are transcending from one generation to the other. Why did Isaac go through the same thing his father went through, and Jacob went through the same thing his father and his great-grandfather went through? So if it was a medical thing, why didn't it affect Esau, and why didn't it affect Ishmael? Another person. So this is the people that are succumbing. They are dying in the curse. But there's another people. Ruth chapter number 2. They are surviving the curse. But you see, the curse has become a stigma. The Bible never calls Ruth without adding the name the Moabite. Why? Because they were descendants of incest. When Lot was giving alcohol to drink by the daughters, and they slept with their father, they got pregnant, the two daughters. Evil. This is what happens when you stay with evil people. The Bible says in Psalm number 1, it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the ways of the wicked or the ungodly, or sit in the seat of the scornful. All your best friends are unbelievers. Soon, you will break down. Very soon. They lived in Sodom, they saw evil. So when they were left with their father, they gave him alcohol. They made him so drunk. And he too, he got so drunk. Yeah, because he also lived in, the Bible says, a righteous Lot vexed his soul. Be careful with the company you keep. And they slept with their father. The first one slept with the father today. Then the next day, they gave the father drink again. He got drunk. Then the second girl also slept with him. And then one gave birth to Ammon, and the other gave birth to Moab. And they began the Ammonite generation and the Moab. And the Lord pronounced a curse that no person from Moab shall enter the congregation of the Lord forever. No. One of the scriptures came to change it to about the 10th generation. But in Bible, in Deuteronomy, said they shall not enter the generation of God forever. So this was a girl. What was the pattern in her life? Death, curse, Ruth. Everything she touched was a curse. Her name was not just Ruth. Did you ever hear Bible say Simon the this, this the this? No. But for Ruth, Ruth the Moabite, Ruth the Moabite, Ruth the Moabite. They are trying to say, Okoye the this. They are trying to identify you with something that's happening. Let every wall that identifies you to wrong and the patterns of family be broken. One came and cried. Everything Ruth touched, even her husband, Malon, died. 10 years they were married, her womb was dead. Because she was living in a curse. She was born into a struggle. Some of you were born into curses. Some of you were born into struggles. Some of you were born into certain ungodly spiritual patterns. First Kings 21, we read, he said, this one the father did right and he followed. The other one, he said, the father did evil and he too, he came to follow. What were your fathers doing? I pray you will not walk in anybody's shadow. Okay, amen. I pray you will not walk in anybody's shadow. She married 10 years. There was no child. Because everything about her was death. She was just living in it. Do you know, the womb was dead. The husband also died. The husband, that youthful man. There are some people you get married to, you die. There are some people you join to do business with, you will suffer loss. There are some people you decide to help, the way you will struggle in life, you yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Everything she thought died. Her womb died. Her business died. Her husband died. Her husband's father also died. Maybe the reason why Ruth decided to go with Naomi was because she had no family to even go back to. Maybe. Because she didn't even bother going to tell anybody goodbye. She just followed the woman. I'm sure she had nowhere to go. But then something changed in her life. And that is the focus of my message today. It is not to scare you. It is just to enlighten you that there may be patterns in your home. There may be spiritual patterns or generational things in your home. But it's time. Something is going to change. Something changed in the life of Ruth. The one that was not supposed to enter the congregation of the Lord. In Ruth chapter number 2, verse number 6 to 11, the Bible says she entered a certain field of Boaz. And as she was trying to pick the sopi on the floor, the leftover, the man came and said, no, don't pick the leftover. Go for the best. If you are thirsty, go and drink from my well. I've commanded the young men that they should feed you and they should not touch you. And the girl bowed down her head and said, what have I done that I have found favor in your sight? For I am a foreigner. She's, listen to the Rema. I am a foreigner. It's not only foreigner on the land where I am. Because I'm sure there were other nationals on that land. Because anywhere there are laborers, excuse me to say, there are other nationals too. Not only that nation where they are laborers. And any other job. So I'm not sure Ruth was just saying, I am not from this land. But Ruth was saying, I am foreign to blessing. I am foreign to this attitude you are telling me. That I should not pick the leftover. This is what my life has become. My life has been so rubbish to leftover. So I was going, now why? People are picking the properties. She was bending down picking the leftover. Then he said, don't. Go for the best. He said, I'm foreign to that. God is about to introduce you to something you are foreign to. God is about to introduce. You know what? The woman, that womb was dead, who lost the husband and lost the father-in-law, became the woman that was required for the birth of Jesus Christ. There is going to be a transition in your life because of the anointing that is coming over you. The Bible speaks of one man called David. The family pattern was shepherding. If you could rise to any level, you would just own 1,000 sheep. If you could rise and become a very successful man in the house of Jesse, you would own 10,000 sheep. There was no other pattern than taking care of sheep in that house. And when he was born into it. Oh, I'm preaching to some of you. Some of you were born into trading. You were in trading not because you love to trade, but because that is what people were doing when they gave birth to you. But something is about to change. Something that happened in the life of Ruth is about to happen in your life. God is about to expose you to something different. God is about to change you into something different. I don't know what it is with believers when they do not catch the moment of prophetic change. I pray over you in the name of Jesus. May God translate you from one realm to the other. The thing that was with David was they took care of sheep until something happened. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Glory, surely, goodness and mercy. Something changed with him. God moved him from the family line, the bloodline of shepherd, into royalty. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what is your problem. I don't know what you were born into. But God is about to move you from one bloodline to the other. It's going to change in your life. A new thing is about to happen. The stigma is going away. I don't know the pattern in your home. I don't know. I want you to do an analysis on yourself. I don't know. Don't let your children. I lay hands on my children. I say every day, God, may they not follow after us. The Bible says that we have been surnamed Christ. Today I came to dissociate you from the surname you carry. Because there are certain things that your father went through that you can go through. There are people here at the sound of my voice just by virtue of the name they gave you. Some of you were named after people don't know what they did with their lives. There are certain names that throws you into a certain pattern. I remember Daddy did some teaching about the name Dinah. Because it was the name of a goddess. I tell you, that day the Dinahs in the room. Even so, there are certain names. Oh, there are certain names that link you to a certain pattern. I pray if you were named after somebody, may you be delivered. May you be delivered. May you be delivered. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. It says, but ye are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a holy nation, a peculiar people. A peculiar. You are not traceable to the blood of your father. You are not traceable to the blood of your mother. You are not traceable to your home, your surname, your household name. In fact, there are certain patterns by reason of birth. There are certain patterns by reason of location. There are certain patterns by reason of marriage. There are certain patterns by reason of the man you connected or the people you joined yourself to. In fact, there are certain patterns with the people of a certain race. But I prophesy in the name of Jesus, the thing that affected your mother, it will not affect you. The thing that affected your father, it will not affect you. The thing that affected your grandfather, it will not affect you. The thing that affected your grandmother, it will not affect you, because the curse is broken. Psalm 124 verse 6. He says the snare is broken and we have escaped. Our heritage is in the name of the Lord. And a spiritual pattern. Lobra kaba de bokotori andara masikanduri ala baba lebrebebe lebebe yanduri akabanda brasataya de labanda bakatari andara baba lebeyada ebre kosheke belebe yakala bayada yabanda banda 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 yabanda banda 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 yabanda banda 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 yabakatori andara bayando yebatata yanderebeyaya.
We trust you've been blessed by God's word. We invite you to be part of our victory services every Sunday from 7 a.m. You can find us behind Opportunity International, adjacent Vodafone Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah Circle. Follow us on Twitter at @JIGEM_EC and like our Facebook page, JIGEM_EC. For further correspondence, email englishchapel@gmail.com. God bless you.